Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military as well as our veterans and EMS and firefighters and police and hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch tonight, a special shout-out to you, and thanks for keeping America rolling along. That also includes all the truck drivers out there, the men and women keeping things moving on the highways and byways. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, well, let's go over to the telephone line again. And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is with us. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, we obviously have got this situation with the new vaccine mandate where Biden is trying to plan for 100 million Americans and companies with more than 100 employees and federal workers, with the exception, of course, we talked about the post office not being there. And the fines were ratcheted up, too, for the people that weren't wearing masks, the companies, that is, a $14,000 fine for those people with 100 employees or more if they're not wearing masks. I mean, this is nuts, right?
Well, I mean, he came out yesterday, and I'm going to get some of this wrong, but you'll get the point, and that is, it's not about personal freedom.
Yeah.
It's obvious that this cat doesn't care.
Right.
About freedom, and I think that should really be a big point in all of this. And it also, in the same thing, or same day yesterday, is that his Department of Justice comes out and how they're going to sue Texas over the abortion law.
Right.
Well, I think the big elephant in the room is, haven't we figured out, after all of these years, I mean decades, that there's a way to not have to have an abortion? Aren't there hundreds of different methods to deal with unwanted pregnancies?
Yeah.
I mean, something's just very wrong in all of this.
They used to have a pill, didn't they?
Yeah, of course, they still do.
Okay. I mean, I'm aware of that. By the way, we talked for a second ago, before the top of the hour, about someone was going to turn around and sue the Biden administration over this stuff. And guess what? The RNC and Ronald McDaniel came out and said they are going to sue Biden over the vaccine mandates.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. But corporations, that have, what was it, less than 100 employees, you know, they could very well be having some lawsuits here too. So, I mean, you could see massive, you could see unemployment go up dramatically over this.
Well, there's a report from the United Nations, and you know how those reports go. This one's about Afghanistan. The report is on the wire right now that says Afghanistan is on the brink of universal poverty and total breakdown.
Correct.
So that's why they're...
Absolutely correct.
That's why they're extorting for money, I guess.
Well, look, you know, the income for Afghanistan has mostly been on the drug trade. The only other opportunities that Afghanistan has is in rare earth minerals. And China has been exploiting the rare earth minerals there for quite some time. So if China takes control of that, and China, I think, wants to continue with the narcotics and the drug trade out of Afghanistan, there's nothing else after that. So can it go through a huge issue of poverty? The answer to that is absolutely it can. And poverty then would lead to bad health care, illness, starvation. So, you know what? If that's what happens, then you're going to have a lot more people fleeing the country, and the burden will then end up on Pakistan and Qatar. So be careful what you wish for, because it's here. It's a disaster.
Speaking of which, Donald Trump endorsed Liz Cheney's competitor yesterday, challenger named Hageman, and the challenger came out and said Liz Cheney betrayed Wyoming, and she needs to go. And so I don't know what's going to happen there, but that's going to be interesting in Wyoming, isn't it?
Midterm, yep.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to have Kyle Warren take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
To the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Before I get back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Lauren Kelly, and she's the author, of course, of Tuggy the Patriot Pup, and the website is TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And again, education of our youth is always critical. We had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values, but sadly, folks, that is just no longer the case. And the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must for the young ones. I'm telling you, I've watched the kids with this book, Tuggy the Patriot Pup, and they get so interested in what's in it with the American history passages in there as well, with the different illustrations and all that to take a look at. And we welcome to the show Tuggy the Patriot Pup author and mom and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who has written three great go-to books for the grade school kids. Now, let's not forget, you can go to TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com to find out more information about this and to order the books for your children, your grandchildren. Maybe you got some nieces or nephews. This is really good stuff that would help them learn American history the right way. Now, an absolute must for homeschoolers. It comes in English and Spanish, too. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. You're going to love it, love it, love it, and your kids are, too. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, back with us, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, we heard from Jennifer. Jennifer was in Albany, New York, and she was asking about Dianne Feinstein and could not Larry Elder replace her as the senator in California, or does she just have to retire first and then he can do it if he gets elected?
She's actually being, thank you, brilliant question, and I like the fact that she's thinking ahead on this one, so hat tip to her. But it is, Dianne Feinstein is being pressured to retire by several people. It's been going on for quite some time, but some of her mental acuity is collapsing too in a very big way. I don't know if a lot of people necessarily understand some of the actions or activities going on the Senate side regarding Dianne Feinstein. Even former Senator Boxer has said that it's time for her to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, that is, I think, the biggest reason that the Democrats are fighting so hard to keep Newsom and defeat Elder is because that would change the balance of power in the Senate, because Larry Elder can, in fact, appoint a replacement for Dianne Feinstein should she retire. Yes, absolutely.
Now, a major city, namely Los Angeles, has become the first city in the United States to require students 12 years and up to be vaccinated against COVID.
That's right.
And there'll be more, I'm sure, right?
I don't know. That's going to necessarily probably be challenged as well in court. So we're going to have a sweeping condition here of these laws and mandates and, you know, edicts and regulations and all this regarding vaccines going through the court system. So all is not settled yet.
Oh, okay. Now, the Federal Racism Task Force has trashed America's founding documents, of all things.
I was going to actually write about that today.
That's not a bad idea.
The National Archives, they said that racism is actually embedded into all of our founding documents. So they have essentially, you know how you would do ratings on TV or movies? You know,
sure.
This is, that's what they're doing. They're rating things now.
I know you signed up for and you got all those new food stamps coming because Biden's giving away more food stamps. I'm just kidding. Which could really hurt long-time economic growth and wages, too.
Precisely.
Yep, and a lot of people, they just go, oh, my goodness, well, we're going to be able to get food stamps, and we're going to be able to get this, that, and that, and all this stuff. Yeah, we're getting our $350 a month for our kids in school. Oh, wow, we don't have to go back to work. Oh, this is great. Well, that doesn't help the country.
It does not help the country, and it does not help the country for, you know, production and economic output either. So our country then starts to slip in rankings worldwide. And we can't, you know, the whole point is to get people off of this stuff. But, you know, the Biden administration and the Democrats just don't want to do that. All you have to do is look at the $3.5 trillion spending bill and you'll see that.
Now, I love the way this was said. Biden's defense secretary, that general, remember him, that general, says the international community was hopeful that the Taliban would be all-inclusive and do what they say they're going to do. Is it just me, or has the entire world forgotten about the fact that they can use the taqiya and say anything they freaking want to say?
Well, it's got nothing to do with the key. It's got everything to do with we're trying to impose our wokeness on an Islamic, militant Islamic country and soon to be new government tomorrow.
Yep.
They don't get it. They think that females ought to be part of the new Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. Give me a break. Interestingly enough, though, they don't say anything like that about Tehran or Iran,
no.
Do they?
No, they don't.
Right. So,
no.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's just really stupid.
Okay. All right, we've got Backgammon Bob on the line here. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question for Denise?
Hello, Denise. I saw where they're going to give all these Afghanis
automatic green card, pass the citizenship, permanent welfare status. It doesn't matter whether they were, if they managed to get lucky and jump on the plane, whether they were friends of ours or not. How can this be, anyway?
How can it be? Because Joe Biden says it's going to be. That's how come.
Coming from a status called parole, which I've not heard of before until we have this new Department of Justice and new Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, that they are just giving these people visas and under a parole, which would then give them permanent status here, and then they'll work towards citizenship. So let's not forget chain migration along with it.
Yeah.
These other people are able to get out, and that's a big if, but you still have the chain migration issue, too.
Now, California Governor Newsom has not said one word about the racist guerrilla mask attack on Larry Elder when the woman was...
Neither. Well, not only was she throwing eggs, but she hit two men.
Yeah, black politicians.
Yeah, and this is when Larry Elder was going through the homeless area of... it may have been Venice Beach. I don't know where it was specifically, but... Kamala Harris didn't say anything about it either. I guess she was cool with it.
Yeah, and that's just ridiculous that that had to happen the way it did. I mean, we all saw it, and then of course she took a swing at, I guess, one of the security officers or something, plain clothes, and then some guy took a swing at him too. And again, I would charge those people with assault. You got them on television.
It doesn't matter. You can charge these people with whatever, but it doesn't matter because they're not going to be prosecuted.
And that's because of Gascom. That's in Gascom's district, right?
Yeah.
He's under recall, too, by the way.
So it doesn't matter. There's lawlessness in California.
All righty. I will talk to you tonight on the Patriots Day edition of the program, so stay low.
Sure.
Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things that she writes about over there, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on, and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Republican National Committee says it will sue the Biden administration over the COVID vaccine mandates that President Biden announced on Thursday. In a statement, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel called the mandate unconstitutional and said that the RNC would sue when it goes into effect to protect Americans and their liberties. The president announced Thursday that all federal workers and contractors would be required to get vaccinated, along with new rules from the Department of Labor that would require employers with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccinations or perform weekly testing. And the second largest school district in the country has voted to mandate COVID vaccinations for all eligible students. The Los Angeles Unified School District's board voted Thursday to require all students 12 and older to be fully vaccinated by January. The board wrote language into the policy for medical or other exemptions. Only the Pfizer vaccine is currently available for children ages 12 to 17. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625,
800-503-8625.
Thank you, all the
United States veterans. May God love you. Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. I'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves, coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech is a job, a career, not just an adventure. Although you can even make an adventure out of it, because you can go to work anywhere in the world once you get certified as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, let me explain. You can do your training at either Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, or down here at Clearwater, Florida, which is on the other side of Tampa Bay. I'm on this side in Tampa. They're on the other side in Clearwater. And once you get your certification as an aviation maintenance tech, it's international in nature. You can use it overseas. You can use it over here. You can use it in Central and South America, wherever the job might happen to be. And, oh, by the way, many airlines are based here, but they have installations in foreign countries. And when you do that, or if you go to work, let's say, for the government as a contractor in one of their foreign installations, you will get paid what they call the overseas pay, which is about a six-figure salary, not too shabby from where I'm sitting, and in some cases about half the money that you make, you don't even have to pay tax on. So think about that. But that's the National Aviation Academy. Now, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their two locations. You'll be glad you did, because you will find out from either a student or an instructor or even one of the money folks that tells you how it works if you're a veteran and you're post 9/11, more than likely you will be paid, your tuition will be covered 100%. If you're pre 9/11, depending on how long you've been out of the service, that depends on how much money they're going to pay towards your education. And then again, you may have already used your education up on the job you currently got. But that's no big deal, because you just get a student loan and away you go. Then you pay it off the way you would any other loan. And it won't take long to do that with the kind of money you'll be making. It's not uncommon to have a six-figure salary, especially if you go overseas. Starting salary here in the U.S. runs about $60,000 to $65,000 a year, and it's going up. So let's take a look at what's going on. Well, the war in Afghanistan is over. Its harsh reality is still coming home in the form of the 13 military men and women that were killed in the bomb detonated by the ISIS suicide bomber at Kabul. By the way, veteran suicides decreased, you're hearing me right, 7% in 2019 to its lowest level in 12 years. About 17 veterans a day died by suicide in 2019, the latest year for which the data is available. Now, we also know that all 13 troops that were killed on August the 26th at Kabul have now been awarded Purple Hearts. And, of course, all the ones that are wounded are all going to get a Purple Heart. I believe that's 21 or 22 people in addition. Now, White House officials have asked for the resignation of multiple members of the Military Academy's advisory boards who were appointed by President Donald Trump in a move his supporters are blasting as a dangerous politicization of nonpartisan advisory panels. Now, Kellyanne Conway, who's on the Air Force Academy, their board, told Biden to take a hike. So did Lieutenant General McMaster, who worked out a deal. He said, okay, if you want me to do that, then I want to be one of the ones that gets to speak at the commencement of my choice, and he's going to get that. By the way, the U.S. Navy is launching a Mideast drone task force amidst the Iranian tension. According to Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, the head of the U.S. Fifth Fleet, he said, we want to put more systems out in the maritime domain above, on, and below the sea. I'm sure they do, to watch Iran. And, of course, the Taliban said that they were going to allow up to 200 Americans to come out of Kabul yesterday. There were some Americans that came out. The number was not 200. And only 113 came out on one of the planes that left yesterday, not all American. Most of them were German and French. Now, the Pentagon chief says hopes are fading for more open Taliban government in Afghanistan. We'll find out as the new government gets installed this weekend on September 11th. A lot of ironic things are going to happen on September 11th in history that'll have to be remembered. And I don't know about you, but
I just got this real funny taste in my mouth over the Taliban back again, which means Al-Qaeda's around the corner. ISIS is already here. The Al-Haqqani network is already here. Just, what a shame. Now, the new Pentagon budget will detail a climate change spending proposal. You heard me right. They got it in there. And, of course, they want another $6.5 billion for the campaign that's going on over there in the Middle East and Southeast Asia. We'll see what happens. Now, the pandemic has cost the Pentagon at least $13.6 billion and counting. And that figure could rise as the Defense Department starts mandatory COVID-19 testing for unvaccinated civilian workers. The rule is simple right now. If you're a civilian contractor and you want to work for the government, you must be vaccinated. The rule is simple. And they start that right now. So we'll see how all of that plays out. And then the White House also wants $6.4 billion to help resettle the Afghan allies and their refugees here in the United States. Isn't that nice? And, of course, the U.S. Army is working to recoup the Afghanistan withdrawal costs. They're working to ensure the cost of withdrawal from Afghanistan does not negatively impact its readiness and how it will shape its future budgets, according to the Defense News Conference that talked about this. And the U.S. Navy is going to be launching their Mideast drone task force amidst the Iranian tensions. That could also happen in the southern South America, and could very easily happen in Southeast Asia. We'll see. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't forget, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we have a lot more to talk about. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Kathy's going to tell you just how nice it is. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, and that number is not only terrestrial, but also satellite and internet all around the world. And we thank everybody that's tuning in, especially our listeners in Turkey and Germany, where we have a very large affiliate base over there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura vehicles. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that makes this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it has some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back like mine. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care that offers you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And don't forget, they also honor those who have served with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, at mossacura.com. That's M-A-U-S, mossacura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a bunch of money, too. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You know, they keep talking about this Fed chairman.
that is putting pressure on Joe Biden. Somebody's putting pressure on him. I guess it's the squad to fire the Fed chief and put somebody else in there. Is that going to happen?
Listen, this is what the squad does. Every person that's appointed to every position has to focus on racial equality and climate change. And that's what the squad wants for the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Obviously, they don't understand what the Federal Reserve actually does. Again, I equated this on my program. It's like if you're going out to, you need to have brain surgery and you're trying to find a neurosurgeon, a brain surgeon to work on you, and you're looking around for a neurosurgeon that is focused on climate change and racial equality. It's stupid. But again, it's coming from the squad, so yeah, it's going to be stupid.
Yeah. Did you hear about Peter Navarro yesterday, who said the Biden White House does not understand the causes of the meat price rise?
Yeah, I talked about this yesterday on my podcast as well. They don't have a clue and why the prices of commodities are going up. And again, they basically put out a statement yesterday thinking that they could actually do something about it when they can't. Oftentimes is the case. More often than not, the government sees a problem and politics says, oh, they've got to react to it, and they end up making the problem worse. So, go back to the same thing in regard to the financial crisis with real estate, with the making homes, the HAMP program, making homes affordable program, and all this other stuff. The government needs to do is get the hell out of the way. It'd be great if we had more competition in the meatpacking business and the meat industry, but we don't because of the FDA and because of the Department of Agriculture and all the regulations they put on these businesses that make it impossible for smaller ones to actually do business. It's called regulatory capture.
Uh-huh. Now, Joe Biden announced some sweeping new vaccine mandates yesterday for about 100 million Americans, all of the federal workers, except for one little group, one little union group, and it's the 663,000 that work for the post office.
Yeah, you want to explain that to me? Again, the logic and reason behind that. Everybody else. And then you're forcing small businesses to actually enforce this, and they're going to have to put these costs, these burdens on themselves. And then the Postal Service gets a pass. You want to explain that? It doesn't make any sense at all. But again, it's government. It doesn't make any sense. There's enough morons in this country that follow blindly along with whatever.
It's because they are the largest government union. That's why.
Yeah, and I think that they're afraid that too many of them would just not refuse to get the vaccine and then mail wouldn't get delivered.
That's part of it, yeah. I'm sure. Yep. So, yep, you answered the question yourself. See, that was easy. All right, well, let me go up here for a second. 59% say that U.S. private sector worker employees work harder than the guys and gals in the union. Well, I don't dismount that for a second.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. Especially, I see it all the time. You know, construction jobs, public works jobs, and you drive by one, you see one guy working, everyone else is leaning on a shovel or having a sandwich. We see it in Florida as well, where they competitively bid out contracts for roads and bridges, and those contracts are paid, and those bridges are done, roads are done, lickety split, and done well. Because if not, they write into the contracts that you actually get paid more when they're done on time. And you don't have these projects, being extended to forever in 10 days. I mean, a couple of years ago, they finished the Second Avenue subway line. That took over 75 years for that thing to be completed. That's pathetic.
Well, we had some bridges blow up down here because of gasoline tanker explosions, and the bridges were destroyed as a result. And they had to be built back, and the people, the construction companies that build them back, build it back ahead of time, and they got some really sizable bonuses out of the deal.
So that's how business should be done. Yeah. You got to put out the competitive building. You want to have it done the right way. You want it done on time.
Yep. Now, Amazon is going to fully fund college tuition for their frontline employees.
I mean, that's great. I mean, that's fantastic. They're going to pay for people's tuition. That's, again, a lot of these companies come under fire
I suggest this to also a lot of kids out there, too. If you're looking to get your master's degree or graduate degree, get a job first and then, you know, talk to your boss about, you know, the getting, you know, tuition because it can be a write-off for them. A lot of times they'll work that in for you. So I think that's great.
Now, the jobless claims hit the 16-month low, or, yeah, 16-month low here yesterday, and for some reason, the S&P went down.
Well, you know, there's other reasons that drive markets besides, you know, jobless claims. You know, you can't look at the markets, you know, within such a small frame of certain numbers out there. Markets can go down and you could have the best economic numbers of the year come out on the exact same day. Sometimes the thing doesn't correlate, and that's what people fail to understand.
Now, tomorrow is September 11th, Patriot Day, 20 years after the fact, in New York, in Washington, and over there in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, in the field. What are your reflections 20 years later from the world, from the terrorist attacks on America?
Reflections. You're talking about what I think of today about everything that happened or what I remember from back then?
Well, whatever you want to take, it doesn't matter. Just whatever trips you trigger there.
Well, you know, my strongest memories from back then, you know, quite frankly, was the aftermath of what took place. I lived in an area in New York, which was a lot of firefighters, police officers, first responders lived in Whitestone and Queens at that point in time. And it never forget, you know, for, you know, how long, for seemingly forever, months on end, you know, watching funerals, hearing bagpipes play, entire neighborhoods, you know, with the flags up everywhere. Because of the loss that our neighborhood took, and it was really, really sad. You know, to reflect back, you know, 20 years going out, you know, I ask this, you know, to everybody out there, and it's not a easy pill to swallow by any stretch, but let's take a look at America today compared to 20 years ago. Are we better today than we were 20 years ago? And unfortunately, I don't think that we are.
No,
as a nation.
And we're definitely not safer.
No. Well, it's not so much about being, I don't know about safer. I'm just talking as a nation. Police officers and first responders are ridiculed. They're under fire. The nation is more divided than, you know, I can remember. We weren't brought together after this. I mean, like I said, 20 years later, you know, is America stronger today as a nation? I'm not talking about looking at your own bank account, your own pocketbook, and your own family situation. Taking a look at the country, and I'd say no. And it's, you know, where we've gotten off track.
All righty. I'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there and check out all the different things that he does. And he's on many of these same radio stations over the weekend. I'll be right back with Frank Salvato.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.